Bob is back with us this year from Soundwaters, and we are so excited to have you here, Bob. Thank you so much. Yeah, I know it's hard to hear a little bit. So here, Bob, if you want, we're going to just take these guys off. We're good. You and I, we could just talk like this. This is perfectly fine. How are you, Bob? It's great to have you back.
It's great to be back. I'm glad you guys are doing this again.
Oh, absolutely. And our first stop has to be at Curly's every year. We love coming to Stamford, and we love Soundwaters. Can you just explain to people, if they've not heard of the great work that's going on with Soundwaters, what is it that you guys do?
Well, we teach. We teach about Long Island Sound, and our feeling is that if we teach about Long Island Sound, kids will embrace the world. And we have the best million-acre classroom that you can have to teach about the natural world. And so if we learn it here, they'll take it forward no matter where they end up. And they will understand that the everything that's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so great. And you're really focused on Long Island Sound, specifically for the next generation. Why is that the focus?
Long Island Sound is under incredible pressure every day. There are 10 million people who live in what they call the watershed, which is everything that drains into Long Island Sound.
Yeah.
Everything that all those 10 million people do every day impacts Long Island Sound. So it's incredible pressure. So the more that young people understand what they can do, how human behavior impacts our greatest natural resource, the more they will be able to carry that forward, teach it to their kids, bring it to their families, and act responsibly themselves. And that ultimately will be, the result ultimately will be a clean and healthy Long Island Sound.
So take us into one of those programs, for example. If I'm a young person who is working with Soundwaters, what are you doing?
Well, today, we have two coastal locations in Stamford, and today about 200 kids will show up on school buses.
Really?
These will be their school.
Like you're
kids.
Leaving the diner and you're going to be greeted by hundreds of kids? I love
yes,
this.
Yes, they will show up in school buses.
Wow.
And they will go in the water. They will go on the water. They'll test the water. They'll catch animals. They'll learn about the animals. They'll see the water under microscopes. They'll understand that underneath that water, there's actually a thriving ecosystem.
Wow.
And we interact with it every day without even realizing it. And so these kids will walk away with an understanding of the natural world that they haven't had before. They may be on the Sound for the first time in their lives. We put a lot of kids in boats that have never been on the water before.
Wow.
We'll put waders on 200 kids today, and they'll be in the water up to their chests, and they'll be catching animals, and they'll be taking water samples. And then they'll look at the water samples under microscopes, and there will be life in there. And they start to understand that, and kids get that. They appreciate that. It's not only is it educational, it's cool. And that's a great way to learn. And we call it joyful learning.
Yeah. And again, we have Bob here who's with Soundwaters, and I'm curious, Bob, in the last few years, I feel like in the last few years, I probably have it wrong, so please correct me, but I feel like we've done a lot of great work to bring the Sound back to a really healthy place, our ecosystem, our animals. It feels like whenever I talk to some of the folks who will test the waters and test the habitat, that we're at least going in the right direction. We're going in a better place. How integral is it that we also get the next generation on board to keep with what we're trying to do for Long Island Sound? And if we fail to do that, what happens to Long Island Sound?
Well, the arc of the story of Soundwaters is in 1989, Long Island Sound was in really, really poor health.
It was in horrible shape,
really poor health.
Sure.
And not entirely because of Soundwaters, but certainly we're proud of our contribution to it. There are a lot of organizations who focus on this, not to leave out government regulation. The Sound is in much better health.
Yeah.
It's not healthy. We don't call it healthy. What job is never done because, again, there's incredible pressure every single minute of every single day on the Sound. I like to say that the young people we taught 35 years ago, well, they now have kids. Some of their kids may have kids.
Mm.
And people will act based on experiences that they've had, things that they've learned growing up. That shapes them. And hopefully what we're doing is we are creating generation after generation of stewards of our natural world.
Yeah. And I think you touched on it, right? Generational. So even if this is the first generation you're talking to, they're going to pass that on to their kids, their nieces, their nephews, you know, whoever it is, even before they have children, talking to their parents about it. And you know, maybe that is an effort. It's funny because we have a six-year-old. I think I've talked to you about him before. But it wasn't until we had our son that he – you know, we'll go around beaches, random beaches, not just the ones in our backyard. And if he sees trash, it's like it's a hard stop. That needs to go into a trash bin. And I certainly never loved seeing if there was trash before, but I don't know if I would have stopped dead in my tracks and been late to appointments to go throw trash out. But it's they have such an impact, I think, even on their parents and the older generation. And I think that's a big deal too, you know, not just passing it on, but also being an advocate for the sound.
I mean, that story right there is really heartening to hear.
Oh, it happens. We literally were late for a dentist appointment because he made us stop to pick up the trash at it was Walnut Beach in Milford. Yes.
So when you think about human behavior, think about your own daily travels. How often do we step over trash?
I'm sure people do it on a daily basis, unfortunately.
Part of it is life, part of it is human nature, but then you have a 6-year-old who says, "Wait a minute, that's not right."
Right?
That's exciting because those habits will manifest themselves in his children and his friends and his family.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. And if people want to get their kids involved with Sound Waters, you don't have to be part of – do you have to be part of the Stanford School District? No.
No, we will work with just about every student in Stanford about 3 or 4 times over the course of their Stanford schooling. But we don't work. We work with 145 different schools in about 75 different towns.
Really? Wow.
And so there are schools coming to us from all over.
I love that.
There's a very good chance if you grew up in this area, you will come to Sound Waters at some point. we have some after-school programs for middle schoolers and high schoolers that are really water and science-based. And those are things that young people could do. And then we have summer programs that are a lot about sailing, but there's a lot of science infused in it. For us, we use small boats as a way to introduce young people to the sound. For a lot of kids who may live a mile away, they have no access to the water.
Wow.
And so what better way to have access to the water than to actually have fun on the water?
Agreed. I agree. So if people want to learn more about Sound Waters, they want to get involved, if they want to go to their school boards and say, hey, we should be doing field trips or working, you know, more during the school year, especially heading into next school year, what's the best way to reach you guys?
Well, soundwaters.org really has everything. And let's say you were just a person when we talk about trash. We do a cleanup almost every month of the year in a Stanford
public park. That's awesome. And anyone can join.
Anybody can join. So if you went to soundwaters.org and search for our cleanups, we have one more monthly cleanup, and I think it might be at West Beach in May. And then we take the summer off because the park crews do a really good job. But every month we have hundreds of people who will come out, and they will canvass the public parks, and we try to keep them as clean as we can because everything we get on the land is not going to end up in the water.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bob, I want to thank you for the work that you and your entire team at Sound Waters does. I really appreciate it. And for always making it a point to be part of our diner tour. We so appreciate your time and keep up the fantastic work.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Hey, I'll do the best I can. I will. I absolutely will. And one more time with that website.
Soundwaters.org.
We appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right. We are here for our annual diner tour. Stop number one at Curly's Diner right here in Stanford. And again, I want to thank our incredible sponsors, including, of course, Brown Roofing, who's making this possible. Kevin, are you still having breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go for round two?
No, not yet.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm impressed with you, Kevin. Yes, Kevin from Brown Roofing is here, and we want to thank them so much, their entire team, and also Maritime Chevrolet, Connecticut Education Association, and AARP Connecticut. We could not do the diner tour without any of you, so thank you so much.